Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
As the Drifters bring us back, 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of things there. It will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. I think the video series is there. It's either there now or it's about to be there. So look out for that. We've updated our videos and it's a 1 minute, a small business minute, a video. It's basically just a minute long. And so check it out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too, by the way, when you get there. And don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We're having a great visit with our good friend Keita Spock. Keita is a happiness expert, a communication strategist, the co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness. And Keita, recently, you did something that we want to know about, because whenever my Brain Trust members take a trip abroad, we get to live vicariously through you. And so you were recently in the Orient, weren't you? You were in Asia.
That's right. I had the pleasure of going to Hong Kong for a 2 week stay.
2 weeks in Hong Kong. How cool was that?
It was marvelous. My girlfriend won a trip, if you can believe it.
Yeah.
And her husband stayed home with their little girl, and she asked me along. And of course,
That's a good friend. I'd like to have one of those.
Yeah, they're good friends are also something to be extremely happy for.
Right, right. So, are they happy in Hong Kong?
Pardon me?
Are they happy in Hong Kong?
Yes, they are. The people are very helpful, very kind. They have certainly a similar lifestyle to ours, because Hong Kong, of course, is one of the great cosmopolitan cities of the world.
Right.
Lots of commerce, lots of business, lots of retail. So from that point of view, very, very similar to us in producing and having lots around to buy, to enjoy. But what is different about Hong Kong, Jim, and what we then realize what we have here is space and the expense of buying and having space, I would say, is the greatest difference.
North Americans don't feel hemmed in at all, for the most part. And if we find ourselves hemmed in, we don't have to go very far to be unhemmed in, and they don't have that luxury in Hong Kong, do they?
No, they do have a very clean city. There are green spaces. I was amazed at that fact that anywhere I went, yes, there were people, but there was also access to a park or a green space,
yeah.
And everything is extremely well taken care of. Lovely trees, gardens. Of course, it's a temperate climate, so it's still warm there.
Well, that's their nature. That's the Asian's nature, isn't it? To value those things.
I think so. They're very conscious of what is nature and of what is life. For instance, in the morning, I usually went outside across the street from our hotel to a park, and I used to do my stretching exercise, because, of course, you may know that I'm a runner, so I was continuing my regime. And all the older folks, but mainly I saw people there well over 70 doing their Tai Chi, doing their dance routine, and they're stretching and they're moving, and it's about 7:30 in the morning. And every morning there would be the same group out in the park, and they're all saying, it's as if they're saying hi. They're saying good morning to the day. And I find that very empowering. And I feel that if we could embrace that kind of a good morning routine with ourselves and with our life, it might do us some good.
That would create some balance. That would create some positive energy. That would improve our physical circumstances. And that is what you just described. And I've seen this too. I've been to Asian communities, and you know, have awakened and looked out and seen those folks doing the things that you were just describing, and I thought, you know, what a cool thing. What if What if basically that were part of the American culture? It'd be interesting to imagine how things would be if that were part of our culture, wouldn't it?
It certainly would be, and you've hit on a couple of very important points, Jim, in terms of, first of all, taking time to say hi to the day, but also to thank at the same time. And secondly, talking about our physicality, talking about our physical fitness mm-hmm. as a nation.
I wonder how much less medicine, how much less drugs Americans, North Americans, would take if that were a compelling part of our culture.
I think it would be significant.
Yeah,
a lot of us once, and again, this is a cultural mores that sometimes we have to stop and think: is this the right way to go?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as there's pain, or there's a stiff joint, or there's a.
But were there other things that you admired about the Hong Kong folks?
I think the other thing is there is a, because of the number of people and the, you know, crowded subways, etc.
Mm-hmm.
There is a marked patience. There is a marked sense of, okay, I have to wait here, but that doesn't matter.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That sounds like a peace. That sounds like a form of peace, inner peace that they have.
Yes, it is. And again, it's what how they have responded to their immediate environment.
Right.
When you respond.
Akita, I got to wrap it up, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I know you're going to come back again real soon. Give us your website, please.
I will. TippingPointToHappiness.com. All the
TippingPointToHappiness.com. That's also the title of the book, folks.
Akita,
will you come back again real soon? We need more happiness.
I can come back before Christmas for sure.
All right, we'd love that. We'll schedule that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.